Mr. Carr, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Good to see you.
Yeah, I appreciate your visits. I always enjoy having you come in.
This is a great time. It actually kind of signals the coming of summer, too, I guess, right?
Yes, because it's wrapping up soon at Mount Marty.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, what's graduation day?
Yeah, that's that first Saturday in May.
Okay.
I wasn't ready for the test.
Yeah. How's the retired life treating you? Because you still seem like a pretty busy guy.
Well, you know, it was one of those things where you get the opportunity to make a lane change. You know, you're still working, but, you know, the benefit system of South Dakota is really handy for that. I was able to retire from public teaching or public school in South Dakota, but then I can do other things yet so that I'm not, you know, quite the burden.
Yeah, you're not family. I'm not going to put that title on you anymore. You're not retired. A title at Mount Marty is?
Director of Instrumental Activities. I'm an adjunct professor there, or not professor, I'm an adjunct staff is what I am.
Dial it back to last winter at Mount Marty Basketball. Again, you guys, the band, I know you're growing in number, but your spirit is insane and just love having you a part of those games.
We have just a great group of people, students, faculty, everybody that's involved there. We just really have a good time. And, you know, the music is literally a byproduct of that. And it kind of benefits all of us.
So you're in today to talk about something musical. I know we're going to talk about the Pops concert again briefly, which Dr. Tress was in last week. But what's on your mind this morning?
Number one that I'm working on right now is the Sunday concert this coming Sunday, April 27th at 4 p.m. It's an afternoon concert. It's the Mount Marty Communiversity Band. You know, that's kind of a newer term around here, but it really defines what we are. We're a concert band for Mount Marty University, but we also include members of the community that become a part of this, and we grow together. I mean, what better way to teach students but to bring in those people that already have experience in what they're doing, and we kind of grow everybody along the way. You know, we've got our Mount Marty students, and we also have our older, more experienced musicians in the community that join us, and it's just a great time as we learn together and grow together.
All right, details on what's happening Sunday.
All right, so we have the main community university band is going to play their concert, and we also have the Jay Light and Weed Memorial Ensemble that is sponsored by United Church of Christ Congregational. Ted Powell is our main contact person. We've got a few kids that have benefited from scholarships, so they play in an ensemble, and we play over there as well as at our own concert. And I'm gonna put you on the spot, Jeff, if you don't mind.
Wait a minute.
Are you ready to play
a
little?
I put you on the spot. That's how this show works.
Well,
go ahead.
I tried to warn you at the beginning.
You got index cards.
I'm a little worried.
What's with the index cards?
So that's the brain. I'm working with my brain, and it actually appreciates the index cards. I really rarely look at them, but there's a comfort there. So here, okay. So name this tune for me, Jeff. Are you ready?
Is it something from the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Nope.
Okay, it's from River on the Bridge Quad.
There you go. You know the name. It's a march.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's Colonel Bogey, and that's one of the tunes that's going to be there. So.
I didn't know that was the name of it.
Yep, that is the name of
it. Wasn't that in The Breakfast Club, too?
Yes, indeed. Okay. It's been in a number of movies and cartoons as well, because it's so catchy.
I was thinking, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's all. Okay.
Yep, there's that one, but we're not playing that. Maybe we'll put that on.
Okay.
So we try to, when I work with the program for the band, I try to do as much variety as possible. From everybody likes a march. They're kind of standard issue. They're like musical vegetables. We got to play a march at our concerts just because they're kind of where the band came from.
Music vegetables, is that a Todd Carrism or is that?
Actually, I can't claim that one. I was at an honor band in. They were playing something kind of stressful for like a middle school honor band. And the director just said, I know this is tough. You may not like it, but these are your musical vegetables. It's something that you need to have.
Nice.
And it makes so much sense. From that to popular music to I've got spirituals lined up on this thing to sacred music, popular music. And then another one, our last tune I'm really looking forward to showing people is called The Great Locomotive Chase. Can you guess what we're going to do with that one, Jeff?
The Great Locomotive Chase.
Yep.
Everybody's going to go choo-choo.
Pretty much. We're going to jump on a train and we're going to run down the rails at breakneck speed.
Oh, we do that at wedding dances. I put the bride up front and everybody puts their hands on their shoulders and we make a train through the crowd.
There you go. That would be cool, but I'm not sure if that's really safe in a dark theater. But hey, it's something to think of. But
all right. You have to worry about insurance and liability. So
absolutely. Programmatic music is something that you use in music to like take an audience somewhere. to kind of teleport them from their seats to somewhere else. And that's the goal. We want to get everybody up on our train and run it down the rail.
As far as tickets and admission and all that, what do we need to know?
It's free. It's absolutely free, open to the public. We want to get as many people there just to enjoy the afternoon with us and do something, because music, you know, and musicians, music is nothing without ears to appreciate.
All right, give me time and location one more time.
Marion Auditorium, Mount Marty University campus, and it starts at 4 o'clock p.m.
So if that's the music vegetable, maybe the music dessert would be the Pops concert on Friday night?
That is correct. Everybody loves to get their dessert first, right? That is the new thing.
Life is short.
The Pops concert is, well, I'm sorry, I'm totally unprofessional. It's a total blast is what it is. We have our jazz band at the Mount, which again is students and community members and faculty. And we play jazz, we play some rock and roll, some fusion things, and some interesting things as far as jazz goes. The choir is going to sing. They have a whole variety of things that they're going to do. And then we're going to put the two together. We have a couple tunes in combined with the jazz band and the choir. And then, Jeff, we're actually going to end the concert, but we're going to keep playing, which is kind of weird too, I guess. But we have so much music. Our official concert goes from 7 to 8, but we want to play all of our things, so we're going to start at about 6:50. I'm going to say that again. The official time start is 7 p.m., but we're going to start it at 6:50, put a couple tunes ahead of that, and then the official end is at 8 o'clock, and then we're going to bring in more community members and the jazz band back and do some rock things. You know Lido Shuffle, don't
I love Boss Gags, one of my faves.
We have that tune and a couple others, and I can't remember because we've got like a dozen tunes we had to pick. I think we're doing a Doobie Brothers tune as well. Yeah, so again, starting early so that we're bookending the concert with these extra things. So, you know, literally when you come at 6:50, people are still talking, shuffling, and that's okay.
I love it. Thanks for the heads up on all of this. Absolutely. Sounds like a good time. Final question, let me put you on the spot. Will DJ Tidal Wave be around this summer?
I have 3 dates set up this summer, and just going to have to come to Huther Aquatic Center every Wednesday night just to see if you can catch me out there being kind of silly.
Very nice. Always a pleasure, Mr. Carr.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I love talking to you, and I love working for music in the Yankton community.